Sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of teams seem interested, talking to my agent, getting a lot of good feedback, and just getting more workouts that I had in the beginning. I really think my stock is rising. But, I mean, with this draft, you never really know what can happen. Yeah.
Was it Portsmouth that did it, you think, or is it just each individual workout?
A little bit of both. I mean, because a lot of teams say they see me all along through my college career, especially when they were looking at my brother. They saw me my sophomore year. I was talking to some guys here. And, Portsmouth helped it a whole lot. But I struggled a little bit my senior year and kind of people faded away. But Portsmouth really, really brought people back.
Was there bad, what was the reason for your senior year you felt your struggles?
Mainly because just had team chemistry issues. It was a different role for me. I mean, I had a lot of younger guys, so I had to take a lot of bad shots rather than, getting guys open. It was just a whole different role for me, and it was just a struggle in the beginning, but it got better towards the end.
What has Jason told you about this process?
It's a grind for 2 months. He was just saying keep battling, everybody's battling for a job, and just do whatever you can to show people you can play at the next level.
What about this workout in particular?
It was a good workout. Everything was good. It was a lot of competition with the guys that were here. I enjoyed playing with these guys. It's a shame I got a little banged up at the end, but overall I felt like I had a good workout.
Did you bang knees with somebody?
Yeah, I banged knees with Amadi. We did the one drill. I tried to move one way and the knee banged. And they said it might just be a little bruise, but nothing. You can't just ice and just take care of it.
What about your game you think would fit the way the Suns play?
Fast pace. Run and gun game is a great. I like to just play fast pace. A lot of pick and roll action that I like to use, and I feel like I can be a good piece of
it. Even though they only have second rounders, they figure those people have a good shot to make the team too. It's just, a lot of places maybe that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, wherever you go, you're gonna have to compete for a spot anyways. No matter whether it's first round, second round, or even undrafted, you just gotta keep working. If you get on the team, just compete for a draft.
How's that workout differ from the other places you've been?
They're all kind of the same. You do skill work in the beginning and do some 2-on-2, 3-on-3. All the workouts are kind of based off the same type of things, but just in the 3-on-3, they just did different types of sets.
Is there anything you feel like you're having to prove in each of that scouts are doubting about you? Or?
My consistency in three-point shooting. I shot a good percentage here, but that's what people are saying. Can I shoot the three-ball consistent? That's kind of the only one thing.
Did you do the 25 shot thing here?
Yeah.
How many did you do?
20.
Oh, is that you?
21 twos and 16 threes.
Take that, huh?
Yeah. So it went well today. I feel like I did good. I had a good workout.
You think Jason's good season has helped you?
Yeah. A couple places I went, people saying the blood ties are just a good thing. It's just showing out. He's a versatile player just like me. You can play multiple positions. It always helps.
Yeah. You good with being the 6'5 one, or do you wish you had his his height?
I like my height because, I feel like I'm a little bit more athletic than he is. But at the same time, for his position, he's a big guy that can also play the three if necessary. He can shoot the ball real well. But some of the teams look at me playing the two. Some are looking at me playing the one or maybe a small three. So, my height kind of helps me in the same situation as it helps him.
They like drafting brothers here, so that might help them. They got Lopez and Griffin.
You never know what can happen. But I would love to be here, so you never know what can happen.
How was the
ball handling? It's getting better. Something that you can always work on. This year, on my college team, I played the one a lot because, we had a young point guard. So I had the ball in my hands a lot, but then towards the end of the year, I started playing the two more. So it's like I said before, it's one thing you can always work on, but I feel like I'll be able to still handle the ball and do what I need to do to maybe play the one if necessary.
Who's some other guys you worked out with in this process?
Who some other guys are?
Yeah, you worked out with.
I had a chance to work out with Xavier Henry, James Anderson, Paul George, Gordon Hayward, Damian James. Alfu Gaminu. I had a good variety of different guys. Lance Stevenson. I had a good variety of guys I got to work out with to help my stuff.
You hearing anything through your agent? Which teams might be a little more interested in?
Suns actually, Spurs, Nets, Blazers, because some of them teams invited me back for a second workout, Heat. So yeah, those are kind of what I'm hearing right now. But some teams are saying maybe late first, sneaking late first, maybe second round, and then, you know, I mean, but you never really know what can happen. So I mean, I'm just going in there, thinking the worst, hoping the best.
Good luck.
Thanks.